better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like exposure. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folder. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on pokers. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah, that's for sure though. If you didn't know by now, by the end you gonna know though. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people out there fighting, it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you should come over. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me coming over? I'm here to show these people out there fighting, it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you should come over.
Check your speakers. This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me.
Yo, short, big nose, big lip. Kinda such a stutter, butter, never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Cause I've been chased, got that twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now smile when I speak.
Tell me who that is.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me.
Juice in the booth.
See, I like me.
Why?
Like
that's the piece right there. Hey, I've been waiting a long like time for this.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday. Saturday. March the 21st. Saturday, March the 21st, 2015. And the time is 7:30, a little after 7:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time illuminating and simplifying the Word of God. The word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to talk about a very, 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 very important topic. And I say this on every show. So you guys already know the drill. I get a little excited. I'm a little cray-cray about this stuff. I apologize for my enthusiasm. I'm wired for sound, put it that way. Growing up as a kid, my poor brothers and sisters, they already knew. When I came around, they went the other direction. And they said, man, that dude, man, he just wound too tight. He played too much. My poor sister used to always say, boy, stop playing. So everybody knew that I'm always on cloud nine. Today's show, I'm on cloud nine because we're talking about causality versus morality. Everybody on this planet is stuck on morality. Morality is the number one thing that gets you in and out of heaven. That's what everybody tells me. That's what everybody tells you. Fortunately, that's a half-truth. Morality, brothers and sisters, is the result of causality. Morality does not exist without causality. Morality is an effect. Morality is not cause. So therefore, there is a cause of all behavior. So the Father doesn't look at the outward expression or the outward appearance. He looks on the heart or the inward cause or causality. So we must over, we must under, we must understand the difference between morality and causality. Everybody will tell you that your moral compass or your moral code or your moralitas. Now, morality and immorality. What's the difference between morality and immorality? Because your morality results in or leads to your immorality. And it is those two words or the understanding or the lack of understanding that results in the problems that we see that exist in the world today. So all of this, my brothers and sisters, is the foundation of what we call religion. Every religion on the planet is the result of or focuses on this one idea called morality. And so when we talk about morality, we're talking about proper versus improper. We're talking about promptness. We're talking about a particular set of behavior skills, intentions. We're talking about a particular actions. We're talking about particular behaviors. This is what you and I call morality. And so when we look at morality, when we talk about morality, brothers and sisters, this is the holy grail of all religious teachings. It's sad, but it is true. Your life that you are living right now, every decision that you base, that you do, you base on morality. Let me say that again. Every decision that you do it based upon whether it is moral or immoral. You live your life by a set of codes, by a set of belief system, what that was given to you by your mother, father, brother, sister, Reverend Dr. Bishop, and your environment. And so when we talk about this one subject, this is the holy grail of all subjects. We could talk about a lot of stuff. We could do a lot of things, but at the end of the day, it ends up in causality versus morality. What is more important, cause or effect? What is more important, morality or causality? So today, my brothers and sisters, we must reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify causality versus morality. Causality versus morality. So there is what is called the moral ontology. When we talk about morality, we're talking about the moral ontology. That is a philosophical term. The word ontology, again, means being. And so the ontology of morality is being moral. Ontology, fancy word, that means being. Moral is a fancy word for good behavior. Being good behavior. So what is the thing that allows you to be in good behavior? That's what we are talking about when we talk about morality, the ontology of morality. Now, morality has a causation, a causality. And so when we talk about causality, we must over and understand that there is an event that leads to a second event, causation, causality. Let me make sure that we are all on the same page. So when I say morality, everybody focuses on morality. The church is built up on morality. Everybody teaches about morality. Everybody preaches about morality. That's great. But causality is what we should be addressing. What is causality? Causality is an event cause that leads to an event effect. So anytime I want to deal with an effect, high blood pressure, I must find an event causality. Anything. Anytime I want to deal with an event behavior, I must address an event causality. If you do not understand that basic understanding, brothers and sisters, you will spend your entire life bringing condemnation on yourself. That's the devil's number one plan. Let me tell you what happened to you, what happened to me. We were born with a set of skills. Now, please follow me, because after today, the devil, the enemy, the government, your wife, your husband, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, no one will ever be able to damn you anymore after today's show. Now, I got a plethora of scriptures that I can use, but tonight's show, I'm going to keep it for less than an hour. I know you guys got things to do, and so I want to drop this nugget in your lap. And again, I have a book that breaks all this down, which is a part of my 10-book series, if you guys want to get really serious about this issue. Causation is the action of causing or producing. Let me say that again. Causation. Cause. C-A-U-S-A-T-R-O-N. This one word, I've done a show available here on Blog Talk for free entitled Because. There is no word that is more important than that one word. Please write that down somewhere. Write on a sheet of paper, write on the back of your hand, write on your forehead if you have to. Write down this one word, Because. Now, brothers and sisters, if you don't get anything else out of today's show, this is it. Let me just give it to you up front. The meat of today's message is this one word, Because. So I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, so you lied on your income tax because. I lied on my income tax because. I'm going to ask you, so you smoke marijuana. You should ask, the question you should be asking yourself, this is what I want everybody to write down. I smoke marijuana because. I eat sugar because. I cheat on my wife because. I watch scary movies because. I do whatever bad behavior that you do, I want you to write it down. And then I want you to write this sentence out. Please. This will change your life forever. I want you to take a sheet of paper and I want you to write that down. Whatever you're doing, that is wrong. In your mind, you believe that this is wrong. It's going to keep me out of heaven. And write it down, whatever you're doing. And just write down, I lie because. And then put a blank. So you are a liar. You don't know why you tell lies. Every time you open your mouth, stuff comes out. You don't even understand. You don't even know why. You're just a liar. You just make up stuff. You don't even have to lie. You just lie. Again, this is just an example, hypothetical. I steal. So let's say you steal something. Write down, I steal because blank. Now, your homework is to fill in that blank. You need to write down 7 reasons why you do what you do. I steal because I don't have the money to buy what I want. Next question. I don't have the money to buy what I want because I don't have a job. Next question. I don't have a job because I am lazy. Next question. I am lazy because it requires me to get out of bed early. I don't like to get out of bed early because I don't sleep good at night. I have nightmares. I have nightmares at night because I have – you follow the gist of the story. Do that 7 times. It takes 7 times, 7 whys to get to the root cause of your behavior. Doesn't solve it, but it gets to the cause. That's the first thing. You cannot go anywhere unless you know where you're at. I triple dare. I challenge anybody to go New York without finding where you are right now. Just go to Google and type in trip to New York, enter. Or go to MapQuest, or go to any map, and then just type in your destination without typing in your current location. Just try it. So let me make sure we're on the same page. So you got a behavior problem, but you don't know how you got your behavior problem. You don't know how you started. You don't know the cause of your behavior problem. So you are spending your entire life trying to stop a behavior, and you don't even know where you started the behavior. That's like going on a trip, and you don't know where you started from. So I live in San Antonio. I want to go to Houston. So all I want to do is get to Houston. Do you know how many ways there are to get to Houston? From San Antonio, if I know I'm in San Antonio, I'll take I-10 to get to Houston. But what if I'm not in San Antonio? What if I'm in Dallas? Well, you take 35. What if you're up higher? What if you're in Lubbock? You take 20. What if you're coming from the west? What if I'm in Arizona and I want to come to Houston? Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? So you mean to tell me that you put on this planet, you go to church, and the church tells you God gave you 10 commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. And so you leave church saying, I'm not going to, man, my pastor preached a good sermon today. I'm not going to do B no more. You tell your brain, from now on, from this day forward, smoking and drinking is out. You smoke and drink, you can't get to heaven. I wouldn't. No alcohol ever. No tobacco ever. You tell your brain that. Now, first of all, the brain does not recognize the word no. Now, this is scientifically proven. I don't know why. I'm going to do some research on that one. They say if you say I'm not going to do whatever you say I am not, The brain only hears I am going. So you never can make an affirmation that is negative. Meaning, you can never say what you are not going to do. You can only say what you are going to do. That's why you would never hear me say I am against abortion. You would always hear me say I am for pro-life. You would never hear me say I am against homosexuals. You will always hear me say I am for heterosexuals. Whatever you are against, you get more of. You order what you're against. So you are against being overweight. You say, I hate being overweight. You say that I hate being overweight. Well, what you're saying is I love being overweight. That's what the brain here orders, so it orders more of it. So you should say, I am for being thin. Never be against anything, because whatever you are against, whatever you resist, persists. So you are resisting behavior, bad behavior. So what you are saying to the brain is you are for bad behavior, because the brain knows you don't understand what bad behavior is. The brain knows you don't understand that there's a cause of your bad behavior. You're treating the effect of your bad behavior. So you get more bad behavior because you're focusing on stopping bad behavior. You know how I got rid of my bad behavior? The same way God got rid of the bad behavior when the children was walking around in Egypt for 40 years or in the desert. And they wanted quail, they wanted meat. So God said, okay, y'all want meat? Remember the story? They said it rained quail or it rained something. Them fools ate so much meat that they said, we don't want no more meat. Want to stop something? Do something. That's it. Now, I'm not telling you guys to do that. This works for me. If I got a taste for something, I go taste it. This is dangerous teaching. I'm not telling anybody listening to this show to go rob a bank. You got to desire to rob a bank. I'm not telling you to rob a bank. I'm just telling you what I would do if I had that desire to rob a bank. Now, thankfully, I don't have a desire to go rob banks. If I did have a desire to go rob banks and that desire wouldn't go away, I would go rob a bank. I would get rid of that desire to rob a bank really quick. When they catch me and they put those cuffs on me and they throw my black behind in prison. And I love my freedom. And when somebody takes my freedom away from me, that gets my attention. The behavior goes away. Because why? Pain compliance. If you issue enough pain, you get compliant. Now, we learned that. The first thing I learned when I went to law enforcement and corrections. Administer pain, get compliant. If you want to change behavior, add pain. That's one way. The next way is consequences. Associate consequence with behavior. That's what we're talking about today. So there is a cause for all behavior. Now, we could do pain compliance. That's what the church teaches. That's what hell is all about. They tell you, you do bad behavior, you go to hell. You think you have an idea of what hell is about, so you resist the temptation to do something because of fire insurance. Now, that's not what the God that I serve, that's not really how he gets behavioral modification. That is a flawed model. It works, but the Father that I serve has a faith-based model. He doesn't have a fear-based model. Now, I know this goes against your theology, and it's probably opposite of what you've been taught. I understand that. All I say is that you keep your current model that you have until you find a better one. So I kept my model until I found a better model, because nobody could stop me from doing my bad behavior until I found this model. When I found this model, all of my bad behavior stopped. And in fact, I actually disconnected from the enabling influence that caused my bad behavior. So it took me 25 years to figure out the cause of my bad behavior. Now, most people think the cause of bad behavior is outside of you. It is not. It is inside of you. There's things outside of you that amplifies it. But the cause of bad behavior is inside of you. It's inside of your DNA. Now, you say, well, Brother Will, come on, man. What do you think? Brothers and sisters, when we talk about cause, first of all, you have to understand. You came in this dimension as an infant. You dropped from the sea of forgetfulness when you got here. I posted on Facebook. One sister asked me, hey, Brother Will, you made a comment about that little indention on your lip. And I posted the scripture on there that says, That that little dip in your top lip is when the angel touched your lip to make you forget your prior existence with the Father before incarnating into this dimension. It's from a book called The Book of Creation, and I may do that study again. So you are here. You may have, and you do, have access to a lot of information, but you don't know where you filed it at. So we don't understand our cause. Now, causation, again, means the act of causing or producing. Anything that produces, it means cause. So the word causation comes from the word cause. Now, you must be the cause. That's why I said write down the word because. That's why I told you guys and asked you guys to write down that sentence 7 times and write down your bad behavior and ask the question, I steal because I am hungry, if that's the answer. I steal because I'm a klepto. I steal because I get an emotional high. Okay, why do you get an emotional high? I get an emotional high because my life sucks. It's really boring. So when I go to the store and I steal and I get away with it, I feel alive. Okay, why is your life boring that you got to go steal to feel something? Okay, well, I'm married to this deadbeat, or I'm a deadbeat, whatever. But you get the gist of what I'm saying. So we got to do the same thing when it comes to morality, because right now the devil is preventing you from being the cause. So now you are the effect. You treat the effect. You talk about the effect. You, me, and every Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet, every movie, everything on this planet focuses on cause. I'm sorry, focuses on effect and not cause. Let me say that again. Everybody talks about what somebody else is doing. Look at all the reality shows. Is that reality? No. Be cause. The word be cause is two words. Be cause. Brothers and sisters, please. Be, add in the word be, cause. Be the cause of the solution that you wish to seek. Or that you do seek. Let me say that again. Be the cause of the thing that you wish to manifest. Let me say it again. Be the cause of the life that you wish to live. Don't look for a cause. Be the cause. Because. 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 Let me say that again, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. This is so profound. I pray to God that you guys are getting it. Father, touch the minds of everybody listening to this show today. Be the cause, not the effect. Be the cause, not the effect. Be the cause, not the effect. That's what you are. You are cause. You are a creator. You are co-creator with the creator. That's what the word causation means. The word causation means because. The word causation means causality. It is the act of causing. So now remember, there is the debate going on right now. Should I be preaching morality or should I be preaching causality? Every church that I know preaches morality. They tell you, brother, it is morally wrong. And that is true. That is true. Okay? I am morally flawed. Okay? What do I do next? Well, brother, you got to change it. Okay, that's great. How do I change it? Well, you got to pray. Really? Okay, Father, help me change. What happened? Nothing. In fact, you probably get worse. So I had this dilemma in my life. So I was with somebody that I claimed that I loved. They claimed that they loved me. Yet I cheated on this person so many times I lost count. I was at a job. I said I liked that job. The job says they like me, yet I hated getting up in the morning and going to work every day. I had a car running great. Car like me, I guess. I like the car, yet I was trying to get rid of that car. So all my life, I've had an event or an effect or a result that I didn't want. So I'm at a restaurant. I ordered something off the menu. The waiter brings it. He delivered it to my plate, to my table. And the first thing I say is, I don't want it. Why? I ordered it. Well, I ordered it because it was on the menu. Okay, what I really want is not on the menu. Brothers and sisters, let me humbly, respectfully submit to you. What you want is not on the menu. So I give you a menu of these options. Remember, you are presented with option A, be bad. Option B, be good. What I am suggesting is what you want is not on the menu. It's not option A or B. It's option C, life. We are in a garden. The garden has four trees. Tree good for sight. Tree good for food. Tree of life, of the tree of good and evil, and the tree of life. Four trees inside of the garden. They could eat from any one of the trees, but God told them, don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So Louis comes along and says, eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. How come they didn't eat from the tree that was good for sight? How come they didn't eat from the tree that was good for taste? They ate from the tree, they didn't eat from the tree of life, they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So I am telling you the same thing. The enemy doesn't give you all of your options. He gives you a watered-down menu. You got a watered-down book. You got the Bible. You got 66 books. What are the other 300 books? Somebody took them out. So if you're reading a book, it's something, now don't get me wrong, it's a good book. It's an even better book when you add the rest of it. So what I am presenting to you tonight is the rest of your options that are available to you. What I am humbly respecting and submitting to you is that you understand what causality is. You have to be the cause. You can't go looking for the cause. You can't allow nobody to amplify your bad behavior. So you cannot be an enabler. An enabler is somebody that supports negative behavior. Now, I've been an enabler. I want to save people. For whatever reasons, I see somebody struggling. The person doesn't ask for my help, but I sense it, and I volunteer to go and help you. First thing you ask me is you look at me crazy because you're like, I didn't ask for your help. But you know you need help, and I come along and say, you don't really stop me from helping, but I don't really understand that you don't really want help. Perfect example, I was a cop. They didn't make a phone call. Domestic violence. I get that. I was just beating the snot out of her. Put the handcuffs on her husband. The wife turns on me, starts beating me. She likes, that's her definition of normal. Now, I think that that's not normal. But unfortunately, in her brain, it is normal. So you cannot help somebody out of a situation that they want to be in, including yourself. So you are exhibiting bad behavior because that is your normal. That's your cause. So you got to change your normal. You got to change your cause. You got to change the mindset that you are maintaining. You got to be the solution to the problem that you have. You can't seek a solution. You are the solution. You say, well, Brother Will, what does that mean? That means, my brothers and sisters, that you are the person or the thing that takes action to pursue, to produce. You are a producer, not a consumer. Let me say that again. You are a producer, not a consumer. We live in a consumer mentality, especially if you're African American. African Americans, we spend our check before we get it. We consume. We're not producers. Tonight's show is the difference between a producer and a consumer. A producer is the cause. A consumer is the effect. Now, consumers exhibit behavior. Producers empower behavior. Let me say that again. Consumers produce behavior. Are they exhibited? But a producer is a guy that directs the behavior, so to speak. So what does that mean? A consumer is a person that consumes. Very, very important. Let me say that again. When we talk about this, brothers and sisters, a consumer is what you and I call sin. It's behavior. A consumer is a person that squanders or wastes. They consume. A consumer is somebody that consumes. Now, that's what we call a taker. The Bible says that it's better to give than to receive. Now, a producer is somebody that produces. So we're going to look at two words. We're going to look at the word consume, sin. We're going to look at the word produce, again, cause. So a producer is one who produces. So you want to be a producer. We don't want to be a consumer. So a producer is somebody who produces. That means to bring into existence. So we got to find out what brings morality into existence. What brings immorality into existence? Because if we don't look at that, we are just dealing with the effect and not the cause. So the word produce means to develop. The word produce means to lead or bring, to guide. It means to draw. It means to pro, which means to bring. And then deuce or duke, that means into existence, like the Duke of Earl, a duke. A duke is like, what is a duke? A duke is like, what's a good example of a duke? A duke is like a ruler. It's somebody that's over the, like the head of a state. So you must be the head of state for your reality, so to speak. That is a producer. So if you can understand what that means. Now, this is what I talk about all day when I talk about the Akinin Report. This show is about, your life is about you taking ownership of your space, not mine. You do not have power over my life. You only have power over your own life. You must bring forth the Duke. The Duke, again, is a noble man, a noble person. It is the person who has a heritage. You have a heredity. You have a title that you have inherited. That's why I talk about the person, the place, and the thing. Now, remember, if you do not be cause, now, you got to be cause. Cause, producer. Producer, produce. Produce, pro, bring forth the Duke. So you got to be the Duke of your kingdom. If not, you're going to exhibit bad behavior, immorality. Now, we are talking about morality. People say that you are not moral, that you are doing bad behavior, so you're going to hell. No, the Bible says that you will stand before the Father, and you will say you've done all these things in his name, and he says, depart from me, you work of iniquity. The word iniquity means living without your inheritance. The word duke is a title that is given to somebody who has received their inheritance. So the thing that keeps you out of the kingdom is not morality. The thing that keeps you out of the kingdom is causality. Say that again. The thing that keeps you out of the kingdom is not morality, because morality is the result of causality. So if you don't have your sovereignty, if you're not walking in your purpose, if you're not walking in your destiny, if you're not walking in your dear canal, if you don't know why you're on the planet, if you're just living your life all willy-nilly, if you don't understand that you're down here sucking up God's green hair, and just, going to the mall and chilling and having, whatever, eating your three squares a day, that's it. And you're not living your life on purpose. If you don't realize that you have a particular monarchy, that you are a member of a royal family, if you do not know that you are a royal priest, if you don't know that you are a holy nation, if you don't know that you are a joint heir, if you don't know that you've been called, you've been justified, you've been sanctified, you've been glorified, you've been set apart for such a time as this, if you do not know that you are the prince, if you do not know that you are a ruler of your own principality, you allow the cosmic guator to set up rulership over your area of giftedness. Instead of you influencing the world, he influences the world. You are a sovereign prince. You are a royal priest. You are a leader. You are a commander. You are the governor. You have providence over a particular area to lead. You are here to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. Everything I do. You are here to inform, to inspire, and to influence. Same thing I do. You are here to express, to expose, and expand. Same thing I do. What? Your area of giftedness. You are to be the cause, not be the effect. Let me say that again. You are on the planet to be the cause, not the effect. Let me say that again. I don't care what your morality is. I care less about what you do. I hope and pray that you're doing good things, but if you're not, let's talk about why you're not doing them. The reason that you're not doing good things, you don't know who you are. Brothers and sisters, my life changed when I found my purpose. The Bible says when people who don't know purpose, when there is no vision, people cast off restraint. That word vision means purpose. It means a mental picture in your head. That word restraint means self-control. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. They don't have the ability to exercise self-control. You show me somebody that has self-control issues, I'll show you somebody who don't know who they are. So how do I control your behavior? By giving you purpose. What do I do every day, all day? Give people purpose. That's it. That is the solution to every problem on earth. That is the solution to every problem on earth. That is the solution to every problem under the earth. That is the solution to every problem above the earth. Lucifer had a, he was an anointed cherubic cover. He left that purpose and said he wanted to be like the Most High. From that day to this, he's been doing cray-cray stuff. Why? He has no boundary. Because his purpose gives you principles. Principles give you procedures. Procedures give you a process. Process gives you a particular product. The product gives you a particular profit. The profit makes you or gives you prosperity. This prosperity gives you peace. No purpose, no peace. All sin, all moral stuff. So you preaching against morality, you're wasting your time. Preach against purpose and give people purpose. Give people a reason for living. Don't tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me why I'm doing it wrong. Why you do bad stuff is because you don't understand that you're designed to do good stuff. Now, there are a few of us who are OP. We don't have that moralness. But thankfully, the Father sent the Son for the people that don't have a moral compass, a soul. He's not here for the well. He's here for the sick. So people come to me. I had three calls yesterday, two calls of which are OP. These people are soulless entities. I told them they are soulless entities. They told me, and I told them, this is what you do with your life. And they all agree. Now, this is real, true life. I was talking to them. They said, I don't have a governance. She said, when I go to the club, I see somebody, we go to the bathroom, we have sex. We're going to the car, we have sex. Or we don't. Sometimes we may make it to their apartment, sometimes we don't. I have an urge, I can't control it. I go off. I just fly off the handle. I get so angry. Something comes over me. Now, this is these individual's words. And something comes over me, I black out. And then after, when I wake up, I find myself that I've done stuff. What did you do? Well, I've had sex with a bunch of people, or I punch holes in walls, or I've slit my wrist or somebody else's wrist. I do stuff, and then I come back. Okay. But you don't remember what you did while you was gone, right? No. Because that wasn't you. Your body is a walk-in. You know what? Everybody I've talked to, most of them, their blood type is O negative. Now, this can happen to anybody. I'm not O negative blood. But this used to happen to me when I was a little young knucklehead, and I had anger problems too. Because, again, this anger is danger. Because when the devil shows up and you got anger, now you become a danger. You become dangerous. Danger is anger with the devil or when the D shows up. So when you add the D, same thing with evil. Evil is bad, but when you add the D, the evil becomes the devil. And so you find an evil person, that's what this person told me, they said, I just have thoughts of evil all the time. And I try to stop. Now I'm talking to this and I'm explaining this is what you do, right? Yes. And so they tell that, how do I stop? So I'm explaining to them the same thing I'm explaining to you. Don't worry about the evil. That's what cosmogonical, that's a trick. Because whatever you give your attention to, you basically bring that to. So if I focus on evil, I get more evil. So I don't focus on evil. So they say, okay, Doc, what do I focus on? First thing, question I ask. In the beginning of just about every counseling session, I ask this question. What is your purpose? I've never had nobody answer that question. 25-plus years on the planet of counseling, doing Dear Kenny reports, I've done thousands of these. I've never had one client who I ask, what is your purpose? I've never had somebody tell me what their purpose is. Never. Why do you think I went into the business of doing this? I asked myself that question 25 years ago. You know what my answer was? I had no clue. So I found out that the reason I was running buck wild is the same reason that if you take a man or a woman to a rifle range and you give them a handgun and you tell them to shoot the target and you don't put one up there. Try this.
Go to the club, give your child some darts, but don't put up the dartboard and tell them, hit the target. You know what they're going to do? First thing they're going to do is they're going to look around. Second thing they're going to do, they're going to start throwing the darts at what they think the target is, which might be you. So you mean to tell me I'm going to give you a high-powered weapon? That's what you are, by the way. You are a high-powered weapon. I'm going to put you on a planet. That's what you are. You're a high-powered weapon. You were put on this planet, and somebody told you, be moral. And you were like, okay, I'm going to be moral. But nobody tells you how to be moral. They don't tell you. They don't point you in the direction of morality. So how can you be something that you are not? The problem. My brothers and my sisters, we spend our entire lives trying to be something that we can't. We can only be what we are designed to be. So if you don't understand what you are designed to be, you can't be caused. Be caused. You cannot be the cause of the solution that you seek. The only way that you can be caused, the only way that you can cure immorality is not through morality, but it's through the thing that causes morality. So I'm not telling you to be an immoral person. I am telling you that the way that you become a moral person is by finding a reason to be a moral person. When you find out that you are a royal priest, remember the story of Yahushua? When he found the woman caught in sin. They said that the men were getting ready to stone this woman caught in adultery. They said Yahushua bent down and he wrote something in the ground. And then it says Yahushua stood up and he says that you that are without sin cast the first stone. He was telling them, you that know your purpose, cast the first stone. And it says that all of them men dropped their stones and they walked away. Why? None of them fools had a purpose either. So we on this earth are looking at other people and calling them immoral and telling them that they don't have no morality. And we are teaching against morality. But we don't have no morality ourselves. So the Father is telling all the reverend and the bishops out there who teach morality, you that have morality, cast the first stone. None of them got it. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. So why are we focusing on that? Remember the word morality. It means character. It means proper behavior. It means decisions and actions that are considered good or right. The opposite are bad or wrong. So morality is standards or principles that are derived from a code of conduct or a code of ethics. Morality is a particular set of skills that brings about goodness and rightness. Morality is the moral ontology that I mentioned earlier. This moral ontology, that is what you and I call righteousness or right standing, it means that I am being, ontology, right, standing in the right position, that I am being in purpose. Moral ontology means I have, again, I am being a moral, a good person. Now, everybody knows that that is not true. There is none righteous, no, not one. So we are preaching against something that we can't change, but we keep doing it. Now, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So what we are doing on this planet is insane. We are telling you, when you go to church, they tell you to be a moral person. They tell you to keep the Ten Commandments. Really, if I could keep them, I'd be keeping them already. It's not because I don't have a desire or a will to keep them. I don't have the principles that govern the behavior to keep them. So, okay, let me give you the principles that would assist you with governing your behavior so that way you can be moral. Okay, you got my attention now. So you're not going to focus on the effect, the second event. You're going to focus on the cause, the first event, action. Exactly. So the word causality, again, means a producer. So if I'm a producer, I'm going to pro, which means to bring forth, duke, royal priest, holy nation. I'm going to bring forth the duke. Brothers and sisters, you are a prince or a princess. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. It's time for you to start acting like one. Now, the next question is, okay, that's great, Doc. You told me all of this stuff. Now, how do I start manifesting it in my life? Now, brothers and sisters, is it simply as doing this, maintaining the mindset. Now, you say you should be saying to yourself, well, I don't know about that, Doc. That sounds too easy. Because you told me that a consumer, again, is one who squanders or wastes. A consumer is one who consumes. It's somebody who basically destroys or they decompose. Or it's the word con, swindle, sum. So you got a sum. A sum is an amount. So a consumer is somebody who consumes. To consume means to swindle, to take or to throw away your sum. Your sum is something that was given. So a consumer is somebody who squanders or throw away the sum total of his inheritance. Somebody who wastes what he was designed to produce. That's what a consumer is. So we know what that is. So that's what sin is. Sin is taking what God has given you and squandering it. My job is to tell you what God gave you. God gave you a gift. Now, everybody will tell you God gave you morality. And that's not true. Morality is the result of knowing what God gave you. So you live your entire life like I did, trying to be moral, and you don't know how. The reason that you don't know how is because you don't know your gift. The reason that you don't know your gift is because you don't have no purpose. The reason that you don't have no purpose is you don't have no Dear Kinnear report. Now, you don't need my Dear Kinnear report. You can get any Dear Kinnear report. You can get on your knees and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, and it's all truth. And it's going to lead you and guide you to the exact place I am going to assist you with. Because all I did was I paid attention to what the Father gave me. I wrote it down, and I developed a system. And now I take that system and I help other people. Now, when you get your Dear Kinnear report, it's very broad and very vague. After you get your Dear Kinnear report, then we start to narrow down your niche. Now, what you are called to do is what you've been through. So I will ask you a series of questions. I encourage you to ask yourself these questions. When you go through life and you start asking yourself these questions. One, what do I hate? Now, what do I love? What do I hate? Everybody in listening to the show should ask yourself that one question. What do I hate so much? If I saw it, I'll run through a hell of a bullet. I don't care. It's like you see this, it just peels your skin. That's your purpose. Some people, man, they just hate seeing little kids abused. Some people hate animals skin abused. I hate ignorance. I don't know why. I hate it with passion. So if you can understand what it is that you hate, that is what you're called to do. That's why you hate it. Because it's something that happened to you. The reason that you hate something is because you've been through it. So to know what you're called to do, all you got to do is look what you've been through. Let me say it again. To know what you're called to do, all you have to do is look at what you've been through. So you have to live what you're saying. So what are you living? That's what you are saying. Whatever you are living is what you are saying. What comes out of your mouth is not what you're saying. What comes out of your mouth is what you're living. So while you're talking, I'm looking at what you're living. So you don't say anything you're not living. Unless you are living actively. Active living means that your speech and your life line up. Many people talk a good game, but they live a weak life. If you had a magic wand, or if you could tap your toes together, what do you want? What is it that you want in your life? What do you want in the area of wealth? Whatever that is, write it down. What amount of money can you live off of a company? $2,000 a month? $5,000? $10,000? $20,000? What? Now, don't be, like, ridiculous. Be realistic. What do you want in the area of wealth, in the area of health, in the area of wisdom, in the area of relationships? What do you want? Whatever that is, write it down. Write down what you want, not what your mother or your father, your brother or your sister or your aunt or your uncle. Write down what you want. Brothers and sisters, when you think about what you want, write down what has been blocking you or holding you back from achieving what you want. Example,
I want $5,000 a month. Example. What's holding me back from receiving $5,000 a month? Whatever that answer to that question is, write it down. I want an air of health. I want to weigh, 120 pounds. I weigh 150. Just an example. What is holding me back from weighing 120 if I weigh 150? Whatever the answer to that question is, write it down. I want to know the Father. So what is holding me back from knowing the Father? Whatever the answer to that question is, write it down. I want a relationship full of passion. What is holding you back from living or being in a relationship full of passion? Whatever the example is, whatever the answer to that question, write it down. Next thing I want you to write down is, now again, we're talking about living a life that exhibits morality. Because everybody tells you, stop sinning. Everybody tells you to be a moral person. Nobody tells you how. How do you be a moral person? A moral person, find purpose. How do you find purpose? What do you hate? What are you willing to die for tonight, right now? What are you willing to die for? How are you willing to live for? What are you willing to die for to live? Next is, what do you love? Once you write that down, the next thing you want to write down is, what has been blocking you from living, or from doing, or from being that person that you say that you want to be? Now, the next question is, how will your life look 1 year from today? Everybody should have that question answered. What will your life look like 1 year from today? Now, brothers and sisters, if you keep doing the same thing that you have been doing, you're going to keep getting the same result that you have been getting. If you want something different, you got to do something different. If you want something different, you got to do something different. You have to implement a change. And the way you implement a change is through clarity of purpose. Clarity of purpose. That is what be calls means. The word be calls means to be the cause. Be the cause. Be the cause. You want to lose 50 pounds, be the cause. You want to increase your income by $2,000 a month, be the cause. You want a better relationship with God, be the cause. You want a better relationship with your wife or your husband, be the cause. You must be the cause to the solution of the problem that you have. Morality versus causality. Causality versus morality. You should never, ever, ever teach against morality unless it's attached to this word causality. Because if you tell me that I'm an immoral person, you need to tell me why I'm an immoral person and how I can become a moral person. So the problem with religion is they tell me the problem that I already know. Then they're with a doctor. You may not know the name of the problem, but your back hurts. You go to the doctor and they tell you your back hurts. Yeah, doctor, that's why I came. But why does my back hurt? Oh, we don't know. We're going to give you some medication. So we need to know why. That is the word cause. Causality is the why. Now, again, what is the word causality? When we look at the word causality, it means, again, that it is the reason that activates the effect. It is the event. It is the factor or the phenomenon that results in a second event. It is anything that affects or has an effect that produces an effect. A cause always has an effect. So cause and effect, again, are always related to changes or to events or to a process. Everything has an effect or a cause. Every effect has a cause. But the problem is nobody deals with the cause. We all focus on and talk about and treat the effect. We have a sin, okay? What causes sin? Excuse me. So I got sin in my life. So what causes sin? At the root, at the base, the most important thing, sin is the result of the absence of purpose. Where purpose is not known, sin is inevitable. So if you give me purpose, that removes my sin. If I want to teach morality, I have to teach purpose. I cannot teach morality. You can never, the worst thing that you can do is go to a place that teaches morality that doesn't teach purpose.
It is okay to teach morality. You should be moral if you teach purpose. But don't tell me to be moral without telling me how to be moral. Yahushua said that the well, they don't have need of a physician. The sick do, because they got a problem. So you telling me I got a problem, but you're not doing the same thing that Yahushua did. Before he ever preached the word of God, he provided food, meal, whatever the problem was. He provided purpose. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, what is more important, morality or causality? Everybody on the planet is teaching morality. I don't teach morality. I don't care what you are doing. I'm concerned with why you are doing it. The reason why bad behavior exists is because people don't know how to do good behavior. People try repeatedly to do right. After repeated failure, they give up because they burn out. They're tired. And so they start doing bad behavior. Bad behavior is easy. I haven't met a criminal. There's some out there, again, the OPs, but again, we're not talking about them. Most good people that do bad things, they're not doing bad things because they want to. They're doing bad things because they feel like they have to. Because they tried to do good, but they kept failing, just like I did. And they kept failing, and they kept failing. After a while, they say, oh, man, forget it. They give up. Relationships fail not because two people don't love each other. Relationships fail because two people don't understand the purpose of each other. Jobs, poverty. Poverty exists not because people are lazy. Poverty exists because people don't have excitement. They don't have passion. They don't have a zeal. They don't have a drive. They don't jump out of bed every morning with a reason. They don't have enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means entheos. That's why poverty exists. Poverty exists because people are lazy. People are lazy because not because they don't have, you know, energy. People are lazy because they don't have that motivate. They don't have that spark. Why? They don't have purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Let me say that again. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. One more time. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Now, brothers and sisters, when I say that, and that's found in Proverbs 27, if I remember correctly. What was it? Yeah, I think it was Proverbs 27. When we say that, brothers, what do I mean? The Bible says it this way. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. And again, I do apologize for my voice. Throat is just a little scratchy, but we're getting back to normal. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. They don't have no hope. 29:18, that's what it was, 29:18. Proverbs 29:18. And so that means where there is no causality, immorality is the result. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. Where there is no moral image or visual image, people cast off restraint. That's what that means. So we all know, excuse me, when people do not accept divine guidance of purpose, they run wild and they disobey laws joyfully. That is Proverbs chapter 29 in the New Living Translation. Where there is no acceptance of purpose and divine guidance, people run wild and obey or disobey laws joyfully. When you are talking about morality and they don't give you purpose, they're setting you up for condemnation that allows you to condemn yourself, beat yourself down, and make yourself feel bad. That is a trick of the devil. To tell me something's wrong with me and not give me the tools by which to fix me is immorality. So if you go to any Reverend Dr. Bishop who tells you you got a sin problem, okay, got you. What do I do next? Well, you pray, okay, how do I pray? Oh, you say that, okay, how do I do that?
Well, and after I say that, what happens next? Oh, just wait on God. Well, I've been doing that for 20 years, and my behavior has changed. See, you can't change your behavior. A leopard can't change his spots. Lions will always eat meat. What? What does that mean? That means that you are born with a certain disposition or nature that does not change. Thankfully, the base nature in most people is good. They have a conscious. They have the ruach, the pneuma. It has to be activated by accepting the Holy Spirit, inviting Christ into your life, activating the aspah of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Or you may be an OP, an organic portal. You don't have that spark, so you need to have it implanted in you. Thankfully, John 10 says that. Ephesians 2 says that. You can invite the Holy Spirit. You can accept Christ, and he will come into your life, and he can fill you with the person, with the place, and with the, give you a position. Because you don't have the person, Yahushua. You don't have the place, the kingdom of heaven, and you don't have a position inside of the Morning Star, the Messianic administration. So you are a soulless entity. You are a disembodied sprite. You are an organic portal, but you can be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Second Part One. That's why Christ came. Christ came not only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel or the tribe of Judah, but he also came for the other shepherd sheep. That's what it says in John 10, so I tend to believe that. And so, therefore, regardless of if you are an organic portal or if you are, you know, one of the 12 tribes, either way, Christ is come to bring the two seeds that are far off and bring them together and make one new man. That is why we need Yahushua, or Jesus the Christ. My brothers and my sisters, what's more important, causality or morality? Causality, hands up. I don't preach against or for morality. I teach causality. Causes me to be moral. Lack of purpose causes me to be immoral. That's the message in a nutshell. Again, purpose causes me to be moral. Lack of purpose causes me to be immoral. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Where there is no vision, purpose, people are unrestrained. You do anything you want. You are buck wild. Women, you got a man that's buck wild. That man does not know his purpose. You got a woman that's buck wild. That woman does not know her purpose. Find purpose, find morality. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Produced by Cornbit.
Jehovah, let me mix.